Millwall Selectman Joe Rawl announced he will not seek re-election after serving one three-year term, and now Selectwoman Alison DeMong says after 16 years of being involved with local government, she has decided to move on to a different challenge.
This May, my seat is up, and so I had to make the decision on whether or not I wanted to run again for another 3 years. And I don't know, just thinking about my time, it's been such a wonderful experience, and I've learned so much, and I've really enjoyed it. But, you know, prior to being on the Board of Selectmen, I was on the Community Preservation Committee for 10 years in Norwell, so it's really been 16 years of being involved in local government, and while I've really enjoyed it and learned a lot, I just think it's time to move on to different challenges.
When asked if she'd ever consider coming back to serve the people again, she says never say never.
And I certainly have learned to never say never. I never even thought I'd run for Board of Selectmen, let alone run for state rep when I did. So I've learned that you just don't know, depending on what opportunities come your way and where things are in your life, if it's a challenge you want to take on. So who knows? Who knows?
Former Norwell Selectman Peter Smellie's son, Peter Smellie Jr., has pulled papers to run, and so has Norwell resident Andy Reardon. Norwell has 12 open seats on several boards this year. The last day to pull papers in Norwell, that'll be on Wednesday, March 24th, and the deadline to return them will be Friday, March 26th. This is for the May elections on Saturday, May 15th. In Norwell, David Cedrone, WATD News.